Okay, so my name is Jocelyn De Hoyos, Jocelyn De Hoyos, and I'm from Eagle Pass, Texas. I'm also the interviewer.
Hi, my name is Isabella De Leon, Isabella De Leon, and I'm from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Hi, this is Laura De Leon, Laura De Leon, and I'm from Eagle Pass, Texas.
So the date of today is September 9, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as a part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. So let's get straight to the questions. What do tamales mean to you? What's the meaning behind them for you guys?
Tamales for me, the meaning to me is bringing family together. It's like a moment that we can share all together and talk between each other and just, I guess, just have like a little family.
When making the tamales, we chit-chat, so.
And it brings like family together, and that's where we get to more, communicate into each other, I guess you can say that.
Yeah. Yes.
Another question that's not written on here, but do you guys have like that tradition where like whoever puts the tamales in the olla is the only one that can check up on it?
No, not really.
No.
Okay. Just the one that's beside the tamales or something. They check the water, check the tamales, and
anyone that's around in the kitchen, like, yes. Just like, hey, check the tamales, see if this still has like water.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I've heard traditions, and my family does it as well, where whoever puts the tamales in the olla is the only one that can check up on it. Because if somebody else checks up on it, it goes bad.
No, we don't know.
Yeah. But all right. What special memories do you guys have of tamales? Like, it can be, like, just, like, getting together with, like, family or, you know, like, I don't know if, like, tamales, like, just by, like, doing the process, it creates, like, an emotional, like, or, like, an intimate bond within the family.
A memory that I have is when... Before I lost my godmother, she was always one of those persons that she would get like everyone together and like, oh, let's, andale, vamos a hacer tamales, no sean así. And I think that's one of the special memories that I have from her, that she was the one that got us together because we never wanted to get together. So, and now that she's not here with us anymore, it's hard for me, like thinking of her, that now that we're together, we're making the tamales and she's not here with us. So we're like, oh my God, like, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Sorry for your loss.
Igual que mi papá. Mi papá también ya no está aquí también. Él también le gustaba mucho los tamales y que nosotros se lo hiciéramos a él. Y esa era una parte que por eso nosotros los hacíamos para ellos.
Another question, like, what are your favorite kinds of tamales that you would do with your family?
Ooh, pues, es que a nosotros todos los gustan, todos.
Pollo, todo. Bueno, más pollo, frijoles, y queso, rajas con queso.
Rajas con queso, a veces hacemos de venado.
Ajá.
That's a new one.
Salen muy buenos los tamales. Bueno, si sabes cocinar, uh-huh. Cocinar la carne de venado.
Y los ingredientes apropiados.
Saben muy buenos los tamales.
O revuelto venado con cerdo.
Con carne de puerco. Okay.
Carne de puerco.
Sí. También salen muy buenos
los tamales. Ay, los tamales dulces. También.
Oh. Do you guys like do those tamales that like are sweet or you guys like go and buy them?
No, nosotros todo hacemos todo. Todo hacemos.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get invited to that party. What's the most unusual tamale filling that you guys have seen?
An unusual. I think the mole.
Yo nunca he probado uno de mole.
Yo nunca. No, I think.
No, nunca he tenido alguno de mole, no. Nada más de pollo verde y con chile verde y con tomatillo. los verdes y los regulares, ¿verdad? El pollo regular, o sea, de con rojo y de puerco. No, yo digo de mole es el que yo nunca lo he probado.
El mole tampoco
nunca. Es el más usual para nosotros, o sea, no, nosotros no lo hacemos ese. Okay.
Another question. So, who usually prepares them in your family?
Ahí sí. mi hermana, la que está afuera, ella prepara la masa. Prepara, guisa, o sea, si es carne de puerco o si es el pollo. Y nosotros somos la producción. O sea, nosotros embarramos y rellena y acomoda. Pero ella es la que prepara la masa, la que la amasa, y es la que prepara la carne. Y los ingredientes, especies y todo eso.
That's really good. Is there like a particular person that you guys think of when you hear the word tamale?
Just my parents, my sister.
I think of my
They're
godmother.
They're the ones that passed away 2 years ago.
Yeah. Sorry for your guys' loss.
I think that's when we eat tamales, I think that's who we think of. I think about them. Oh my god, they're always wanting tamales, and now that they're not here, we're waiting over them.
Yeah. Another question is, what is your favorite memory that you guys have while making tamales or eating tamales? Like a happy moment. It could have been let's say a mistake happened during the
I don't know. Tantas cosas que pasan que
I think it was the first time that my godfather, it was his first time, because they always say that guys, they can't be doing the masa. They don't like to do all that stuff. And that day that we made tamales, he's like, no, yo quiero aprender cómo hacer la masa. And he went in there, he started messing around with the masa. And we're like, oh my God. And then my mom's sister was like, no, y échale más manteca. Dijo, está muy reseca. No, échale más masa. Mm-hmm. Y ahí le estaba dando y dando. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because it was like, oh my God. I'm like, I never thought that a guy would want to make masa, want to be in here with us making tamales. And he was he was estaba haciendo la masa. Y estaba embarrando. And then he's like, de ratito, he's like, ay, ando bien cansado.
Let's see another question.
Okay.
Do you guys know what ingredients you guys use that make your tamales different from everybody else's?
Pues sí sé más o menos lo que se le echa, ¿verdad? Pero algo especial, pues no, nada más lo típico, o sea, la sal, el ajo, comino, pimienta. Sí, se le puedes echar cebolla en polvo, ¿verdad? Porque, pues también la guisas. Depende cómo lo quieras tú sazonar, ¿verdad? Pero hay chile colorado, ese que nos falta. Sí. De pasilla o de guajillo o de chile de árbol, para que haya picosito.
Is there anything else you guys want to add? No. Well, thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.